Now our continuing coverage of the train derailment a year ago in East Palestine, Ohio. The White House announced this week that after months of waiting and anticipation and criticism from residents, President Biden would visit the town. Regulators say they've cleaned up the site where the Norfolk Southern cars carrying hazardous chemicals derailed, and where vinyl chloride was vented from five of those cars and burned, causing a thick, dark plume that could be seen for miles. Regulators also say that the air in East Palestine is clear of contamination. But that's not the case with a creek running through the middle of town. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports some are still worried about its safety.
Sulphur Run is a shallow stream that cuts between houses in the village of East Palestine. On the side of the stream stand Randy DeHaven and Christina Seisloff, who's pushing her rubber boot into the sandy stream bed.
There it is.
An oily plume of chemicals erupts in the brownish-gray water.
The rainbow sheen, kind of like what you would see in a puddle at a gas station.
Seisloff has brought a mask because the creek water still gives her headaches. She lists off a few chemicals that have been found in the stream's sediment by independent and government tests.
Benzene, pyrene, naphthalene, hydrocarbons.
In the days after the derailment and subsequent spill, over 40,000 fish and other species died in Sulphur Run and the stream it flows into, Leslie Run. DeHaven, who lives in town and has been filming the stream for much of the past year, saw it firsthand.
Well, most of them sank. Some of the frogs, you know, but most of them were frogs were belly up. there was a few fish floating, but a lot of them were just laid on the bottom.
Seisloff grew up in the area and has been helping DeHaven and a group of volunteers document pollution in the stream.
It's like things are never going to be the same or be how they were. It's just ruined.
Regulators say the water flowing through Sulphur and Leslie Runs is recovering after months of cleanup work, and fish have started coming back. A 2022 survey by the state found the streams were polluted with some of the same chemicals released in the derailment. But there's more pollution in Sulphur Run today than before the derailment, says Mark Durno, a site coordinator for EPA in East Palestine.
We do have our survey results, you know, showing that almost 70% of Sulphur Run has some level of sheening happening.
The derailment released hazardous chemicals like butyl acrylate and the carcinogen vinyl chloride into the stream. But Durno says those are mostly gone. What's left in the stream bed is a type of oil that spilled in the derailment, says Deborah Shore, regional administrator for EPA.
There was a lube oil in one of the tanks that derailed, and that discharged into the ditches and made its way into Sulphur Run and somewhat in Leslie Run.
The cleanup plan, according to regulators, is still being worked out. It will likely involve a technique called sediment washing. Ann Vogel, head of Ohio's state EPA, explained the process on a recent visit to a restored section of the stream.
You stir the sediment, you release the chemical from the sediment, you release whatever's, if it's lube oil or whatever's getting held up under a rock, for example, and then we have booms in place in the creek so that any product is collected and then we vacuum it up.
Making the situation more complicated is the fact that Sulphur Run flows directly beneath several buildings in town through a series of culverts. Those include municipal offices for the village of East Palestine. Several workers there got sick from chemical fumes after the spill, according to Andrew Welton, a professor of environmental engineering at Purdue University, who's studying the derailment's aftermath.
We did physically visit a building that was in fact contaminated for at least 4.5 months. Because of the contamination that came in.
Gary Taylor lives above Sulphur Run in a home built on top of one of the stream's culverts. He was surprised to learn there was still contamination in the stream, which passes a few feet beneath his house. The message he received from EPA and Norfolk Southern and its contractors has been that things are going back to normal.
The creek was all fine, everything, the land, the ground's all fine, the air quality is fine. They said it's all good. There ain't nothing to worry about.
Taylor is blind. His girlfriend, Tracy Wright, has MS. Neither drive, so relocating outside of town wasn't an option. Instead, they stayed in their rented house above Sulphur Run all year, including months when it smelled like a burnt furnace filter, even when the heat wasn't on. Now he's angry to find out there's still contamination.
They were lying to me. Yeah. And I wish I could sue their ass, I would. For lying to, I don't like to be lied to. I live here. This is my health we're talking about and my babes.
A few doors down is Chrissy Ferguson's house. In her basement, she shows off a drain that sometimes backs up with creek water during heavy rains. She says baby doll heads and baseballs have come up through the drain onto her basement floor.
There's been times that the water has taken that hot water tank, totally submersed it.
She's been living with her family in a house Norfolk Southern is paying for in the next town over because the chemical smell inside her own home was unbearable. As recently as September, her eyes stung after spending less than an hour there.
They became bloodshot, swollen. It lasted for 4 days, burning.
She said the smell has improved, but her eyes still get irritated when she goes into the basement. EPA says there shouldn't be any vapors getting into Ferguson's or anyone's house right now, but Ferguson still worries she'll never be able to live here again in the house where she grew up.
I don't want those waters to come in and make my family sick.
Ferguson's 82-year-old mother was still living in the house the night of the derailment. She often asks her daughter, "When will we go home?" Chrissy Ferguson's answer, "Not today, Mom." For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.